A long-standing small business in Lake Cowichan has come out swinging against exorbitant rent increases that are threatening its financial future, as well as others in the community. Glenda Osborne Berg, manager of the family-run Gerard's Specialty Foods that has operated in the town since 2012, has begun a letter-writing campaign to senior and local levels of government asking for some sort of government protection or regulations against massive rent increases. She said Gerard's Specialty Foods has recently had a 120% rent hike from the owners of the building it operates from. Osborne Berg said the British Columbia Tenancy Act, which governs commercial leases in the province, doesn't offer any protections against such rent increases for small businesses. "We are told by government, from municipal to federal, that small businesses are invaluable to our respective communities and play a large part in the economic development of our areas," she said. "Yet, when it comes to regulations that can protect our very existence, much more effective legislation is needed, specifically rent or lease increase protection." Osborne Berg said she's not against rent increases, and that she sees a 50% increase as reasonable, but a 120% increase all at once is a heck of a jolt for a small business like Gerard's Specialty Foods, and she knows other businesses in the community that have had to deal with rent increases as high as 300%. "This should not be allowed," she said. "Why can't there be controls in place to protect commercial tenants similar to those controls for housing?" Osborne Berg has written Diana Gibson, BC Minister of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation, on the issue, as well as federal officials and Lake Cowichan's council, and she said she intends to continue writing letters until she sees results. "I'll keep writing until we get some satisfaction," she said. "Just waiting for something to happen is not an option for us. I'm a firm believer that the squeaky hinge will get the grease." John Baker, who owns the building Gerard's Specialty Foods operates from, said that even with the steep rent increase, the tenant is paying about $1.20 per square foot for the commercial space, while the average in the town for commercial space is approximately $1.50 per square foot. He said he has also had to contend with increasing costs, including hikes in hydro rates, property taxes, maintenance of the building and other expenses. "As well, the community has begun to thrive and there's not a lot of commercial space available right now," Baker said. "It's a matter of supply and demand." Lake Cowichan Mayor Tim McGonigal addressed the issue at a recent council meeting after the town received a letter from Osborne Berg. He said the town has investigated high rent increases for commercial properties in Lake Cowichan, and a resolution looking for regulations to control the rent increases for commercial properties was made at a meeting of the Union of BC Municipalities. "We're waiting for an answer from the province on that resolution," he said. "A lot of commercial properties are facing this, not only in our community but throughout the province, and they are finding it difficult to stay in business with these increases. We'll keep the issue on the burner."